Hangley.
And I'm James Fagan.
Every Friday morning, it's our great pleasure to present Thank Goodness It's Folk.
Sheffield's one of the fastest growing hubs of folk music in the country. It's a thrilling city to live in. We try and bring that buzz to you every week with the best in new releases, interviews, and live performances from folk musicians passing through Sheffield.
2 hours of the best folk music from the UK and beyond.
So join us on Sheffield Live every Friday from 10 a.m. for Thank Goodness It's Folk.
Have you heard? There's a new popular live science show on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM every Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. From superfoods to supernovae, we'll talk about it. With the latest science news, debate and guests, stick it in your diary. Live science every Saturday morning at 11 a.m.
For 2 hours of the finest new alternative music,
tune into The Breakdown
every Saturday between 3 and 5 p.m.
only on Sheffield Live
93.2.
Hey, what's up? This is Craig David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Hello.
Hello,
good
everybody.
Morning.
Yeah, good morning. This is Budget Bardot.
And I'm Scrambled Meg for today.
A very specific DJ name from my co-host, especially because this is our breakfast-themed special. And I know what you're thinking, it's 9 o'clock at night. What are they talking about? But, you know, why not?
Why
Some
not?
People will be having breakfast right now. And it was a theme that was suggested by Paul. And we thought, actually, there's a lot of legs to breakfast.
There's a lot of good breakfast songs.
There are, because there's so many ingredients to choose from.
Yeah, we can chat about breakfast if you want.
Mm. But we should probably say that we're very excited to be back. It's been quite a long time of not doing it live. And I'm thrilled to be back. It's so nice. It was very nice to see Sangeeta and to be back in the studio. But yeah, we've got a wild 2 hours of songs about eggs.
Mm-hmm.
What else? What else, Meg?
Coffee.
Oh, yeah. Toast.
Pancakes. Cigarettes.
Cigarettes for breakfast. That's very French, very saucy.
Yeah.
But Bacon. Yeah, the first one was Lorna Bennett with Breakfast in Bed, which is just an absolute, if you're going to have a show about breakfast, you've got to play that. It's such a lovely song. Do you like Breakfast in Bed?
I love Breakfast in Bed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you don't mind crumbs?
No, because you just brush them away.
Yeah. I agree. I think breakfast in bed is one of life's real luxuries. It's so nice. And my 4-year-old son demands it on a Sunday now, and it's very cute. But that is extremely crummy.
Yeah, my boyfriend doesn't like breakfast in bed.
Too many crumbs?
Yeah. So,
what about if you had a smoothie?
I don't think he'd mind that.
Do you think smoothies are okay as a breakfast idea?
Yeah, I like smoothies. I put porridge oats in them as well.
That's very classy.
It's more of a meal then, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, this is Budget Bardot and Scrambled Meg. Hold tight for 2 hours of breakfast-themed music at 9 p.m. on a Thursday night, because why not? So what should we have next? I think after a bit of breakfast in bed, we need a bit of, what do you think? Toast. No, orange juice.
Cod liver oil.
Oh, yeah. Cod liver oil and orange juice.
Out of the east there came a hard man. Oh, ho, ho, all the way from Britain. Ah, ah, glory, hallelujah. Cod liver oil and the orange juice. He went into a pub and he came a paralytic. Oh, ho, ho, feed the insider. Ah, ah, what a hell of a mixture. Cod liver oil and the orange juice. Does this bus go to the dinosaur parlay? Oh, ho, ho, I'm looking for a lumber. Ah, ah, glory, hallelujah. Cod liver oil and the orange juice. Here in the dancing, he met Hairy Mary. Oh, ho, ho, the flower of the Bourbons. Ah, ha, ha, glory, hallelujah. Cod liver oil and the orange juice. Oh, no, Mary, are you dancing? Oh, no, it's just the way I'm standing. Ah, ha, ha, glory, hallelujah. Cod liver oil and the orange juice. Oh, no, Mary, you're one in a million. Oh, ho, ho, and so's your chances. Ah, glory, hallelujah. Cod liver oil and the orange juice. Oh, no, Mary, can I run you home? Oh, ho, ho, I've got a pair of sand shoes. Ah, ha, ha, got a hell of a funny. Cod liver oil and the orange juice. Mm-hmm. in through the back close and out through the donny. Oh ho ho, it wasn't for the first time. Ah ha ha, glory hallelujah. Hot liver oil and the orange juice. The mother came out, she was going to the clergy. Oh ho ho, I buggered off sharpish. Ah ha, glory hallelujah. Hot liver oil and the orange juice. Foreign Legion, ah, 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 Sahara under the camel, hot liver oil and the orange juice, hot liver oil and the orange
juice. MCs better start chatting about what's really happening. Because if you ain't chatting about what's happening, where you living, what are you talking about? Because you know and I know, it's going to be a hot summer. But you know what? It's going to be even hotter winter. And I ain't even talking about the weather.
Drop deep on knees.
Busy rascal. Looks like I'm losing friends. There's a lot of hostility in my ends.
We used to argue, always make up and be friends. Now we settle disagreements with the skank.
Looks like I'm losing mates. There's a lot of hostility near my gates.
We used to fight with kids from other estates. Now 8mm settle debates. Woo!
Looks like I'm losing sight, cause I'm looking at the future, it ain't bright.
So I look out my window and pray every night. I thank God for my friends, but they ain't tired.
Looks like I'm losing hope, cause I climb this mountain without rope.
But I know I'm the captain of my boat, so I steadily sail and hope not to fly.
But it's a brand new day, new opportunities, what can I say? I plan to make my pay, put some away for an off-key day. But it's a brand new day, new opportunities, what can I say? I plan to make my pay, but put some away for an off-key day.
Demand, collect,
upfront and direct, pay money, pay respect.
You don't insult my intellect,
no. Demand, collect, cash, upfront and direct,
pay money, pay respect.
Don't insult my intellect.
When we ain't kids no more, will it still be about what it is right now?
Like fighting for anything, anytime, and acting without a care in the air?
When we ain't kids no more, will it still be about what it is right now?
Like bank scams, street robbery, shotters, blotters, or HMP?
And when we ain't kids no more, will it still be about what it is right now?
Pregnant girls who fit no love, useless mans with no plans.
When we ain't kids no more, will it still be about what it is right now?
Cause negative signs just keep showing up.
Some of us better just start growing up.
But it's a brand new day, new opportunities, what can I say?
I plan to make my pay, put some away for an off-key day.
But it's a brand new day, new opportunities, what can I say?
I plan to make my pay, but put some away for an off-key day.
Demand, collect,
cash me my front and direct.
Pay money, pay respect,
me,
don't insult my intellect.
What?
Demand, collect, cash up front and direct.
Pay money, pay respect,
don't insult my intellect.
When I look at my life, I can't help but think, cause I couldn't resort to drugs and drink.
Every day was the same as the day before.
We were never quite sure of what's in store.
Every day I wake up, I can't help but feel uncertain of life. I mean, is this real?
My tools skip around my head like dancers.
I know it's wrong to question, but I need answers. The who's, the what's, the how's, the when's, the why's. You can look in my face and see the pain in my eyes.
Tears ready to fall like the rain in the skies.
I hold back, put my feet down and rise.
Cause guys wanna test my words, so I can't just cater for sucking the fur.
Plus I know predators only go for the weak,
and that's long, so I gotta stay strong.
Get me?
But it's a brand new day, new opportunities, what can I say?
I plan to make my pay, but put some away for an off-key day.
But it's a brand new day, new opportunities, what can I say?
I plan to make my pay, but put some away for an off-key day.
Demand, collect,
cash, upfront and direct.
Pay money, pay respect,
you don't insult my intellect.
No.
Demand, collect, cash, upfront and direct.
Pay me,
man, money, pay respect, don't insult my intellect.
Get me?
It's real like
we're
that.
Not fucking up, man.
Yo.
You know we're going on dirty, going on stank. Summer's gonna be real, man.
This is us gonna be real.
Better start waking up.
Move.
Get me?
Nothing ain't sweet. Nothing
it's
ain't
saliva.
Sweet. It's saliva.
You got my brethren, Wiley.
It's all real.
Deep.
Deep.
Brand new day.
Wow. New breakfast. Opportunities.
Yep. New times for breakfast.
I actually had breakfast for tea just before I got here, and what? I didn't even realise until I was on my way.
That is amazing.
I had scrambled eggs. So I must have been really getting into it.
Yeah, you're really into it.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to ask you what you had for breakfast, but have you had double breakfast today?
What did I have for actual breakfast?
How did you
break? I had a banana. Mm. Pretty like rushed on the way to a meeting.
That's quite
professional sounding, isn't it?
It is. I only ever have coffee for breakfast now.
Nice.
That's all I have. Two coffees, no time. I give cereal to the small people and they never eat it.
Oh, those
never.
Small people.
Never. So I should probably change from cereal, but I'm too lazy.
Yeah.
It was my sister told me to do cereal and I was like, that's a good idea actually, because they probably do eat a lot of bread.
Yeah, probably.
So so it's fine. Anyway, okay, so you had two breakfasts today.
Yeah. And you had none.
I had none. I don't eat it. It's meant to be important, isn't it?
Yeah, it's meant to be, but...
Do you think that's just another propaganda?
They say something different every few years, don't they?
They do.
These guys. Mm-hmm. What's the most embarrassing part of your morning routine?
Oh my God, on the spot. I think it's probably trying to get my pants on. I don't know. Yeah, something like that. What about you? I don't know. Probably what I'm trying to get my pants on. It's an ordeal.
I'm probably having a poo.
Oh, yeah. But is that embarrassing?
No,
that's normal.
Okay. Well, anyway, that was embarrassing.
If anyone else has got embarrassing things they could let us know about that happens in your morning routine. I mean, embarrassing. I think you're just quite frazzled, aren't you?
Who, me now? in the morning?
In general, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a frantic time.
Yeah. So
we should all be embarrassed less. Embarrassment is just fear wrapped up.
Yeah, that's good advice.
You're welcome.
So what did we have? We had Holly Cook.
With a lovely song. Yeah. Milk and Honey, which I think could be breakfasty, but it could also be like, oh, it's all cold. Let's have milk and honey.
Treat, isn't it?
Well, luckily it is nighttime, so it's a nighttime breakfast.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we had... The cod liver oil and the orange juice.
Oh, yeah, and it was Mary Walloper's version.
Because we're a bit bored of Hamlet. Hamish.
I mean, it's a tune, but heard it a lot.
On so Chef
thought,
Live.
Yeah, so we thought we would try that version.
Yeah, so...
And then Dizzy Rascal.
Yeah, Dizzy.
What's happened to Dizzy? I've not heard him do very much recently.
I saw him stood in front of like a really green car wearing a green tracksuit the other day.
I'm surprised you could see
phone.
Him.
It was on my phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. He does a few things.
I hope he does more. Okay, so on with the very breakfasty based. It's quite bread heavy, isn't it, this show?
Yeah.
But that's okay, because who doesn't like bread, really? I think all this bread is the enemy stuff needs to stop.
Do you like to bake in the morning? Wake up and bake, or?
Mm-hmm. No, definitely not.
Just because I've got a few wake and bake songs.
Oh, great.
Like this one that goes out to Richard. Okay.
It's just I think I'll miss it. Snap, caught dreaming. I don't need a reason. I would risk it. It's just I think I'll miss it. You try to save me. Now I wanna think I need someone to wanna be drowned.
Smoke weed. I know this, but I'm gonna get you high today. We'll be right back.
Whoa. Thank you to the listening party crew.
Yeah, thanks.
Locked in. Kat, Sakan, Laura, Andrew, Paul, John.
Hey. Good morning.
Good morning, breakfast crew.
We had a little embarrassing story. Wait, did we? Where is it?
I think Kat messaged you about it.
Oh, yeah. So
this is, if you've just tuned in, we were talking about what are weird, embarrassing things part of your morning rituals.
Yeah. So I said pooing. Zoe said struggling to put her pants on.
I'm glad we talked about that again.
Kat said silly running styles, which John has one of. I've heard.
Silly,
I've not seen it.
Silly running styles to get to work, or
I guess maybe going for a jog in the morning and like looking
going for
silly.
A jog. Oh.
Some people do that. Have you seen them? So silly. And Serkan said waking up in a pool of vomit, which is a uni days memory, I think.
We've all been there.
Yeah. So
we had a nice little jungle interlude then to wake you all up.
Yeah.
The alarm clock.
Oh, I've just remembered another morning song now.
Oh, good.
I'll bring that later.
We've still got nearly an hour and a half of music to keep you
awake.
Awake. Because it's only morning.
Yeah. So can you tell me what the worst way to wake up is, Zoe, because I've got,
oh, Lordy.
I think I know what it is.
Could it be somebody pouring water on you?
No. It's like this. Wait.
Do you want me to play?
It's crying children.
Oh.
Children crying.
Oh.
Children crying in the wilderness. That's right, Georgia. The children crying in the wilderness. Send us a prophet to warn. Children of the Most High, Jarastafari, and I, Jarastafari, Jaja. Send us another Moses to lead the nation. The hungry must be fed, so there'll be no more separation. All of me that you see will be the children of the Most High. All of me that you see will be the children of the Most.
Yeah. children crying in the wilderness. That's not right. Georgia. The children crying in the wilderness. Georgia. Send us another Moses to lead the nation. The hungry must be fed so there'll be no more separation. All the people that you see will be the children of the Most High. Ja, ja, the children crying in the wilderness. Ooh, Dr. Ryan. Ja, ja. I'll tell me, baby, what more can I do?
container fine. Have you ever seen peaches all growing on a sweet potato pie?
bitch, you breakfast.
Song's a bit
saucy. Yeah, luckily this is a post-watershed breakfast. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that one was requested by 3 people, so we got a lot of saucy listeners out there. Shouts out to Felix, Poppy and Fiona. Also shouts out to who's listening.
We've got Martin, who he's got a little sad story, actually, about
also, a co-worker. Hello, Dan.
Oh, yeah, and Dan. Shout out to Dan. Yeah, Martin had a co-worker called Patrick, who used to have a pot noodle and a Snickers bar from the work kitchen vending machine every day for breakfast in the morning.
I don't know what's sad about that. I like pot noodles.
It made him really sad. Yeah, what else?
Where did I go recently where you could get a pot noodle and it was the same? Oh, yeah, Gut Level. You can get pot noodles at Gut Level. For the same price as a packet of crisps, so you do the math.
It's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, shout out to Nancy and Felix and baby Daphne.
Yeah.
If they're still awake. Don't know.
Well, Felix is probably dancing because that was his tune.
Yeah.
What was before that song? That was Lulu Breakfast.
Before that, we had God, I can't remember. That Peaches one.
Yeah. Do you think Peaches are breakfasty in your mind?
When I was pregnant, I had to go to hospital because, like, for a scan or whatever, because the baby wasn't moving. And they asked me what I'd had for breakfast. And I had... Oh, yeah, because my blood pressure was high. And I'd had a tin of peaches, and that's what I'd had.
Does that make you have high blood pressure?
Yeah, they were like, oh, that'll be it then.
Whoa. They don't put that on the side of the tin.
No, I can't remember ever having a tin of peaches for breakfast.
No.
Another time, but...
They kind of remind me of goldfish.
Yeah, they're quite
speaking
slippy,
of which,
aren't they?
That's a brilliant segue into talking about tadpoles.
Oh, yeah. Would you eat a tadpole for breakfast?
Well, would you eat a... what do you call them?
A frog.
No. You know those little salty guys?
Whitebait.
No. You know, you put them on a pizza, in a salad.
Anchovies.
No, they're not a fish. They're like a tiny little olive.
Caper.
Yeah, capers look exactly like tadpoles. If you next time check it out and tell me it's not a tadpole.
I don't think they look like tadpoles.
Please, people, go and look at them and text in so that I can make Alice feel, I mean Meg, feel silly. Anyway, tadpoles, the reason I want to talk about them is not because they look like capers, but because apparently all the ponds are drying out.
Oh man. What are we going to do about it?
Well, don't move them from one pond to another.
But I've got an empty pond. I could take some tadpoles in.
Is it something about how they have to be from a pond that's within a mile from the other
that
pond?
That sounds like bullshit to me.
No, wait, a mile's quite long.
What is a mile? How long's a piece of string? If you've got, are you walking? Are you going in the car?
I don't know. Is it something?
Are you on the bike?
Is it to do with the frog mama not being able to find them, or is it that the other frog mama might eat them?
Oh, is it?
I don't know.
Whoa!
I thought you read an AI article about it.
No, I wasn't reading the. I was just asking people, and they would. Using AI,
well,
but
answers on a postcard, please. But yeah,
I thought it was more like, you know, like when you get a goldfish from the fairground and then it dies by the time you get home. Because is that the same? It misses its mum.
I don't think that's to do with that, isn't it? Just that it's in like a really bad bag.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was thinking of the tadpoles, bad bags. And like being shaken about and stuff. Anyway.
Oh, dear.
If anyone's got any more information on tadpoles, AI wasn't really sure, I don't think.
Yeah. We'll have a couple more songs before Benjamin Zephaniah will be on the show. So, and this is Budget and Scrambled Meg. This is Sheffield Live. We're thrilled. Thank you for having us back.
Yeah, it's so nice. It's been like a year. Has people been listening to Zoe's show? Because that wasn't...
Yeah, it wasn't even us. But it is now. We're back in business, baby.
What are we going to play next, Zoe? Budget?
I could do with a coffee.
Okay.
Tell me when you're ready. I'm going to have a...
What, Sylvie and Esso?
Yeah, let's try that.
Okay.
Dance, we know the moves, the bow, the dip, the woo. Though the words are true, the state is old news. Wrap me in your arms, I can't feel it burn. Rock me in your arms, I can't feel it, but get up, get down, get up, get down. Feel the rotation start, see the next one break. Get up, get down, get up, get down, get up. Sentiments are same with a pair of feet change. I know my words will dry up on the skin, just like a name I remember hearing. Wild winter, warm coffee, mom's gone. Do you love me? Blazing summer, cold coffee, baby's gone. Do you love me? Wrap me in your arms, I can't feel it burn. Rock me in your arms, I can't feel it burn. Get up, get down, get up, get down. Feel the rotation and stop, see the next one breaking. Get up, get down, get up, get down, get up. Get up, get down, get up, get down. Feel the rotation and stop, see the next one waiting. Get up, get down, get up, get down, get up. Sentiments seem to perfect change. Get up.